I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We start today in South Asia, where a popular TV show hasn't shied away from a gritty religious topic. Then, with Persian New Year soon, one ministry elevates a timely Bible story. We'll unpack it for you in just a moment. And we'll begin today in Pakistan, where something stunning hit primetime TV viewers last month. Producers of the show, Tanma Neel O'Neill, tackled the nation's rampant blasphemy accusations and mob violence problems. The final episode of the series closed with a heartbreaking portrayal of this all-too-common tragedy. Then, closing credits showed photos of Pakistanis who've lost their lives to mob violence. Floyd Robel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
"It's a unique situation where this was not... perpetrated by Christian groups. They weren't pastors. It seems to be from the entertainment community, recognizing that there is an issue in Pakistan and recognizing that, hey, we don't want this to be a part of our culture in Pakistan."
The bold risk and message of the show's creators have sparked strong reactions and also hope. Robel explains that most Pakistani authorities fail to hold mob attackers accountable, even when people have been killed. Pray that this show would lead Pakistanis to press their government officials to act justly.
God always uses unique ways, or has often used unique ways, to deliver his people, to show that he is in control and allowing his people to further the kingdom.
Pray that Pakistani church will boldly press forward with the gospel in this cultural moment. Elsewhere, Burkina Faso, along with Mali and Niger, has officially left the economic community of West African states known as ECOWAS. All three nations are under junta military rule following recent coups. They've been frustrated with censors and sanctions from ECOWAS. This exit drops the membership to 12 countries and highlights growing frustrations in the critical bloc. For Christians in Burkina Faso, this change could make an already dangerous situation worse. Greg Yoda with Christian World Outreach explains.
ECOWAS has been a thing that's supposed to be helping their 15 countries work together and help economically, but also with peacekeeping.
Over the past several years, Islamist militants have been destroying churches and killing or kidnapping believers.
What they're seeing is that's caused prices to go up for food and necessities, anything.
Now, without ECOWAS, there's concern that Burkina Faso will struggle even more to fight these extremist groups. The country already feels the impact economically.
Our staff there are very frugal, and they do whatever they can to stretch the dollars.
Yet CWO continues to offer medical care and women's skills training in the name of Jesus.
You know, they buy in bulk and do whatever they can. So we are grateful for what God's provided for us, and we try to do our best with what we have.
Pray for God's continued provision. And finally, Iranians will celebrate the Persian New Year this month. The 13 days of festivities incorporate themes of rebirth, purity, and the triumph of light over darkness. Sound familiar? Denise Godwin with the team at International Media Ministries thinks so. Through filming the story of Esther from a Persian perspective, they hope to point Iranians to the true King of light and life, Jesus Christ.
We are grateful for the opportunity to serve God and serve the Iranians in this way, though we are finding there's a lot of spiritual conflict on the journey.
Observance of Ramadan this month adds spiritual weight to Iranian ministry. Muslims seek to hear from Allah during this time, an opportunity for believers to share the gospel.
We expect evangelism to start on the set. And we are excited about that and inviting other Iranians that we know to make sure that there's that atmosphere.
The story of Esther is central to another March celebration, Purim, the Jewish festival commemorating deliverance from Haman. While Purim is a reminder of God's protection, most Jewish people still celebrate it without knowledge of their ultimate Redeemer. Pray for this community.
As they explore the idea of Purim and Esther, they can glimpse Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.